You stand today, all of you, standing before what? Standing before making a covenant. What is making a covenant? When we commit to behave with one another in such a way, in order to establish between us a place for the revelation of the Creator. That's first of all. So that the connection will be such between us that it will resemble that upper force that actually does not exist unless we allow it to be revealed between us. We build it. You have made me. That's what is written. Therefore, we, in our work, what do we need to do? What is the whole work of the Creator for that we need to do? It is in order for us, by ourselves, to build such a quality called entirely in order to bestow, entirely bestow, which is called the Creator. This is how we discover Him, establish Him, give Him a place to exist between us. We build Him. And we try all the time to think about how do we come closer to establishing Him in this way. We have the strength for it. We have the Shemot, all of the preparations since we were in it, and then we underwent a shattering so that we will build everything by ourselves and be built. This is actually our work. This work is very high, very special. It is before us. There is a reason why we went through all the shatterings and all everything else that was would serve as preparation for the present state. And now, for the very first time, we are performing this action where we are creating the connection. On top of all of these preparations, the first temple, the second temple, everything that we went through, now we need to make an effort and truly build the connection between us called the structure of sanctity, bestowal, love. That's called sanctity. And this way, specifically in these days, we have to feel how much this thing is truly critical. So there's a reason why we're going through such difficult, special states, confusing states, both, also in the world, where the world is seemingly thrown from one state to the next. It doesn't know today what will happen tomorrow. And this test.
אנחנו מקבלים כל מה שיש בעולם, כל מה שמתגלה בכל אחד וכולנו יחד, כדי מזה לבנות.
We need to build proper relationships in which the Creator can be revealed, meaning that we look at what's happening
as an opportunity to build, to arrange the network of connection between us so that it will be as a kli. Then the Creator will be revealed accordingly. And now He will help us to build that network between us, which is the kli in itself. And accordingly, as much as the kli will resemble the light according to its quality, according to its inclination, it will also fill up this kli, and it would be the revelation of the Creator to the created being. This is what we study together, and we also learned together in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot that by this we rise from the degree of the world of Asiya, Yetzirah, Briya, to the degree of the world of Atzilut. We learned that yesterday or the day before that by this we elevate ourselves in such a way until the end of correction. Therefore, this foundation that we will now study, the making of a covenant, it is something special. To begin with, from the beginning of my life, from the beginning of my foundation, we have to establish this making of a covenant where we truly sign it, we decide and take upon ourselves this way, this goal, which is against our desire, against our nature, entirely, completely unrelated to us for the time being. However, we accept it because we begin to understand, according to the root of the soul that we have in us, how it is the opposite of our nature, that we have in us these two opposite forms. Our root is entirely from the Creator, and all of the rest of it, the evil inclination, is the opposite form of Him, and how we exist in between these two opposite forms, two opposite forces, and we try to connect between them. But the connection is specifically in that we bring them to a collision between them. And through this collision, when we feel ourselves in a bad state, confusion, lack of orientation, helplessness, lack of forces, we nevertheless scrutinize these states up to the worst possible state, which is the ninth of Av, the ruin, where we see that we have no possibility to do anything by ourselves, and then we come closer to the ninth of Av, when everything is ruined, when we have no correct spark except one, the very tiniest one, which is holding us because the Creator is giving it to us and shining in it. And then through it, we can nevertheless reach the making of this covenant, and the fact that from that place, the lowest one, the terrible one, we will create the complete, corrected Kli, and that way, from the ninth of Av, which is the ruin, in that same place, at that same time, we will reach the construction, the correction. Darkness shall shine as light. And this way we will all rise to life. This was guaranteed to everyone. It already exists. All of these states exist. We just have to try to actualize them, to revive them, to discover them. So let's read what
for all eternity.
We need to understand from where do we have this obligation to make a covenant, because we have a beginning and an end in our path that exists to begin with. There is nothing new here in what we do. All in all, we are realizing our reshimot. And therefore it turns out that the covenant is not in that we search for some new way or something. We just have to see, we need to feel what we have right now before us, each and every day, each and every moment. What is the Creator awakening? What Rishimot is He awakening in us? And those Rishimot, we need to realize them, meaning to connect them together so that in the end, there would be such a connection there that he will be able to be revealed in this connection as close as possible, the plus, the minus, all the circumstances, all of the phenomena, everything there is, we need to connect it together and ascribe it to him. And in that is our entire correction.
I think that the contract he's talking about is not the same as a contract in our world. What is this contract in spirituality?
A contract in spirituality is when you commit, you take upon yourself, you obligate that you are going to keep the sentences, the laws of the Creator, the laws of nature, according to your correction, that you want to adapt yourself precisely to these laws.
Okay, let's say I want to do that. He writes that the contract binds the friends together. How?
Because we are aware that on the one hand we have no choice. We have to keep it whether we want or not. We're not asked about this. That's on the one hand. However, as much as you don't want to be a beast, that you are just managed by the laws of nature, rather you want to be Adam, human, that is to resemble the Creator, to justify him, to understand his laws, to keep his laws, not because it is necessary for you to do it, but rather even if it wouldn't be necessary, you still want to keep them. So we have something special here, that if it is so, then the Creator gives you an opportunity to act against his laws. He elevates your evil inclination, as we call it, and he gives you an opportunity to keep the laws against your evil inclination. And in that, you can show him, show yourself, show everyone how much you identify with the Creator, according to your own will. According to your own will, meaning as much as you are capable of overcoming the disturbances and keep the laws of the Creator.
So what does breaking the contract mean? Can such a state happen when I breach the contract?
Yes, here the thing is that you cannot just say, I did it, I didn't do it, I succeeded, I didn't succeed, I felt like it, I didn't feel like it. Most importantly, I felt like it or I didn't feel like it. Rather, you want to keep all the laws of the Creator. You're telling him, I'm willing, I pledge to keep all the laws of your justice. You want to keep them. So gradually, these laws become revealed to you, these conditions, and then you learn how to keep them. So you need a society, you need all kinds of means, the study, the reforming light, all kinds of these things through which you can keep it, keep the laws of the Creator, that is, all of the laws of the upper nature by which the Creator is revealed to you.
Next.
No, so breaching the contract, what does it mean? That I stop obeying these laws? I stop working according to them?
You need to realize that whatever the Creator is revealing to you to keep it, that it needs to be suitable for you, that you are capable of it, then whether you can or you cannot, that's a question for you. As much as you take all the means that he gives you in order to grow stronger and to overcome all the disturbances. But all of these disturbances, when you nevertheless try to overcome them, well, first of all, anything but leave, that you keep going. By that, you show yourself, the Creator, and everyone that you are ready, willing to keep the laws of the Creator, the laws of nature. Out of yourself. Other people are not given that. They just live their lives, civil lives. Therefore, there is also an addition that was given for us to keep. Spirituality, what does it mean, spirituality? You can keep it or you can not keep it. But if you want to keep it, then you have to take upon yourself connection between people. All of these laws are only about connection, about the correction of the broken soul of Adam HaRishon. And this way, you will show the Creator and everyone how much you are willing to keep them, to rebuild the temple.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот он здесь пишет Бальсалам в статье, что союз заключается в...
Hello, dear teacher, Бальсалам writes here that we sign a covenant when there's love between those signing it. So when we connect with the friends in the tent, we have such moments also with the Creator where we feel love between us. So what does it mean that we can make a covenant at that moment?
In order to accept the covenant, there are conditions. The conditions are not only for that moment that we are now in a state where we understand that together we should reach a goal and otherwise we won't, etc. Rather, we also agree on all of these conditions necessary in order to keep the contract, the covenant. Let's say you got married once. Let's say that you're married, I don't know, and you got married once. And you signed, right? You signed it. Now, as much as you keep all of these promises that you spoke or intended to keep, now there's a question. So in the covenant of the Creator, we have to keep all of His laws, those that are revealed and those that will be revealed. And you seemingly sign it in advance. What will happen later? And here, therefore, you have to marry the society in which you will keep all of these conditions in order to constantly build a place for the revelation of the Creator, for the Dvekut, adhesion with Him. Even though you marry the Creator in order to reach adhesion with Him, but actually you connect with the environment in which you build that place for Dvekut, for the revelation of the Creator. So here there are a few conditions that at a time that we speak of the covenant, we need to understand them and accept them.
Пишет здесь раба, что недостаточно просто заключить союз между нами, и нужно, чтобы твои...
Rabash writes that it's not enough to sign a covenant between us. We need the Creator to also make the covenant between us. And He does that when we bring ourselves to a state of submission, surrender, unconditional surrender. What is that state?
It's when I decide that I will do whatever the friends need in order to reach the goal. That I don't care about what will happen to me. Rather, I will do everything so that they will reach the goal.
Moscow 2.
Спасибо, Раф. Союз – это вера выше знания и точка.
Is the covenant faith above reason? Is that it?
Well, not only that. The connection is built on faith above reason, but more than that, on mutual bestowal, that whatever I do, I need to know what the friends need in order to reach the goal. And am I doing all of it? Keeping all of these conditions.
How the covenant help us when we don't feel the love of friends?
The love of friends is also what we see in the covenant. It cannot be, there cannot be a love of friends without the covenant. how will the love be manifested in us, being in a connection within, between us, mutual connection, mutual support, etc. And that is called a covenant. This is called love.
The Rabash said that we come back to the covenant specifically when we are out of the love of friends, when we don't feel the love of friends. So how is it inside?
If we fall from the love of friends, then we can remember the covenant and start to reestablish ourselves. But we can let go of the love. The love is already the highest connection between us, and remain only with a partial covenant. In our covenant, we have 125 degrees. And love is already the highest possible state in each and every degree.
Sì, Rav, hai detto che se una persona ha un posto in cui fuggire non può raggiungere nulla nel percorso. Come facciamo?
You said that if a person has a place to run to, he will never achieve anything on the path. So what can we do? What can I do so that there is nowhere for me to run?
I enter between the friends. I try to be included among everyone. I search. It doesn't matter which group it is. It doesn't matter which gathering of it is of our friends, in order to be integrated there and to be there as the smallest one, as truly a little baby sitting in the corner, looking and listening, that he wants to be like them. If I make myself such, I start to discover that within these friends is the Creator. It all depends only on my preparation.
Hebrew
10.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. We see that in our world, you always want to sign a covenant or a contract when there is a feeling of uncertainty, lack of faith. And here we see that the making of the covenant between us needs to come from a different place, where you do believe in the path, you do have faith. So with what desire should we come to?
When we connect between us and turn to the Creator and ask of Him to connect us, to bind us, to glue us together, since we have no power and desire and understanding or mind or anything, please do give us mercy, tie between us, give us the power to stand in a way that is relatively independently, like babies. Because a baby grows because the Creator gives him strength. We also want that. We're turning to you so that you, from one day to the next, will advance us towards connection and contact with you. That's all. There has to be a prayer from all of us to the Creator. There is nothing besides that.
יוצא ככה שכל הדרך היא דווקא שאין אהבה, כי אם מתגברים על אגו, אז מהתחלה עד הסוף.
It turns out that the whole path is when there is no love, because if we overcome the ego, the situation is such that we have no love. We have to actualize the covenant as if there is no love. So what was the first condition when there was love? What is that state? Rav, we understand that there is no love between us. How can it be, according to our corrupted, broken kelim, for us to love one another? Of course not, because love means that I love something which is above my nature, above because I'm aiming for the spiritual goal. Therefore, my whole love is in that I have a spark and it pushes me, and therefore I hope that the Creator will help me actualize it.
So what is the condition where before the covenant they say, here, now we love? So what's that state?
No. It's conditional. It's based on that condition that we have in our root. This is how it was. Can we make it more precise?
Yes.
I want to understand if it is possible to check our covenant, specifically through all kinds of external roles, not necessarily in dissemination. Let's say I come to the lesson, I do what I promised that I will do. Can we say that these are signs of the covenant?
I don't know. You're doing such external things, that's not yet exactly, it doesn't indicate much. No. All of the corrections are in the will. And it's about how your heart is drawn to connection with others, and the extent to which you can concede yourself in order to make room for others.
United with Jeffrey.
Рав, что означает, что Творец подписывает союз вместе с нами?
What does it mean that the Creator signs the covenant together with us?
He's together with you in your spiritual work. You can feel it later to the extent that you connect together. Then within the connection between you, you begin to feel also the upper force which is present there with you.
USA Northwest.
Yes, Rob, for the sake of the friend's questions, is it possible to write it in the heart with the will?
I don't see it that way. Only against the desire. If the group imposes their desires on you, its desires on you, then you do it against your desire. First forced and then against the desire. Vessels.
By what do we awaken them?
By dissemination.
Well, dissemination is an action, but what awakens them?
In our dissemination, there is the reforming light. There is light. And it shines upon them and they awaken, even to a small degree. They begin to ascribe themselves, affiliate with us, rather.
By what is the contact made?
By us, all of us, advancing towards either blows or success. We have a common path. There is no alternative. That's how we're all together. Don't you feel it according to the state of the world?
Yes, so in fact, we feel their deficiencies, which are existential lacks for them to survive. How do we serve it to the Creator?
You awaken them. They are somehow willing to awaken with you. And you elevate them with your thought, your desire, your suffering. You elevate that to the Creator. That's it. You include them within you in order to elevate them to the Creator, and the Creator shines upon them, upon these desires which are within you already, and so you receive for them. And later, you relay this back to them.
What do we ask of the Creator for their deficiencies?
Give me the strength to explain to them, to awaken them, to correct them, to fill them. And it's all with the aim of bestowing contentment upon you. And regarding free choice.
So, reading free choice once again, subtitle free choice. However, when we examine these four factors, we find that although our strength is not enough to face the first factor, the source, we still have the ability and free choice to protect ourselves against the other three factors by which the source changes in its individual parts and sometimes in its general part as well through habit, which endows it with a second nature, as explained above.
So what happened here? Although we are all corrupted through persistence, right? Meaning through habit, as he says, we acquire second nature and so advance. And this habit, I'd like to tell you, it's the most important thing. That's why it's written that if you leave me for a day, I shall leave you for two. Meaning that if we let go for a minute, for a second, for a day, the Creator does the same thing but double to us. And then we no longer have free choice. Where is our free choice? Where can we see it? It's where we try to consistently hold on to the past, be on the path. Except for that, I have nothing. In that, the Creator allows me to add something of my own. Not in my intellect, my abilities, my excellence in various fields. I cannot add anything. All that depends on Him, except for one thing. He gave me the opportunity, the option, to prepare myself today through the environment, all sorts of things. I take some role, some burden that doesn't allow me to run from the group, and I return and I continue and connect and connect and connect with the group until I receive, through the reforming lights, some change.
Again, one does not live for oneself, but for the whole chain. Thus, each and every part of the chain does not receive the light of life into itself, but only distributes the light of life to the whole chain.
Meaning, each and every one, in what is he unique, that he can draw light from the Creator and pass it on to all of the rest of the structure of Adam HaRishon. He has nothing left in him, but only what goes through him to all the rest. That is why each and every one is refraining from receiving this light, this abundance, but each and every one that wraps this light that goes through them in order to bestow with the light of Chasadim, then it turns out that they have the light of Ensof. He stays connected to the light of Ensof, to the entire system. He has nothing in him, zero, but outside of him, the entire system is seemingly his. Is that clear? Read it again.
May I ask? Is there a person who bestows to one person, to the ten, and to humanity?
Of course, because by that he realizes his Reshimo. each and every one of us is a point in Adam HaRishon. Through that point, he needs to supply all of the system of Adam HaRishon, the light of Ein Sof. Eventually, all of the light of Ein Sof has to go through him. This is considered that he comes to the world of Ein Sof. All of the light of Ein Sof, which needs to go through him, that's considered that he is adhered to the Creator infinitely. All of his adhesion in all the system, in order to pass on to them what they want, that is considered that he takes this system as his achap, and he raises to them prayer to the Creator. That's considered that all the system is the achap of ascent, and he himself is only is Golgalta Einayim, and that's how he works. So it turns out that each and every one becomes unique, and there's no one else instead of him, and there's no one that's adhered to the Creator instead of him, but he is doing it in his unique way.
What changes inside a person if he bestows only to one or to the whole humanity?
He realizes himself differently. What do you mean? I also don't understand what it means that he influences one person. What, for a dissemination corporeally? No, spiritually he can't bestow that way.
If his tendency is outwards to bestow, though it doesn't matter how many people are there.
In the meantime, you don't know, but you will know. You will know your achap, and your achap of descent, your achap of ascent. Oh, you'll know it all.
And my bestowal to that achap depends on him? He awakens me? He needs me? Or is it me that's acting to him? Who starts this business?
This depends on time that the Creator gives an opportunity for a connection of Galgalta Einayim with the external Achap, and then you act. You awaken in you the desire, the understanding, the opportunity. He awakens in them also this awakening so they can respond to you, and so on.
Sometimes it seems to me that the reason we're not breaking through in dissemination, that everyone hears it, is because maybe they don't need it.
It doesn't matter. It's a time also of time being a factor.
Now is the time of the factor?
Now is the time that we just need to be exploding from dissemination. We need to burst out to everyone, to do everything, because we are committed not just to Israel, but to all of humanity. Look what Baal Salam is writing.
Okay, what is required of us?
Required from us, the method of correction, the method of connection. They don't need spiritual attainment, they have no interest in the concealed, I understand them. But they want to exit their terrible state, which is increasing from day to day, so they need to hear what we're saying. That only through connection will reach a state that will get an upper remedy, that there is none like it. Nothing will help with this virus, nothing. Only if eventually they'll connect together and the upper light will cure them. The Creator is the doctor for all ill.
And at this point, is it enough for them to know that connection is the solution, or must they connect?
They can't connect in practice. They don't have the force of bestowal. We are Israel, Yashar Kel. We're the forces of Bina. They are the forces of Malchut, the receiving forces. So we need to work with them and connect them.
And they have to know about their dependency on us?
Yes, but like dependency in doctors. They don't need to go into all of the sublime matters.
Tbilisi.
Tell us, please, Rav, how can I examine that I'm not the cork, that I'm not the thief here?
It all depends on the desire in the heart. Try and work with the public, and you'll see that by that you come closer to the Creator, you understand Him better, and He helps you.
PT 25.
If we look at the final correction that the soul is round, we look at it as a circle. Who ultimately is receiving if everyone is bestowing?
Everyone receives and everyone bestows. That is true balance.
And the reception of light, it's as if from the other parts of the soul or from above? In the final correction, reception is, it's written that everyone bestows to others. So, I receive from others or do I get from the Creator?
You get from the Creator with respect to others. Then you get from others what they receive from you for the Creator. You're also Galgalta Enayim and Achap, because it's an integral system, you understand? Each and every one of us are this and that. There's no beginning and there's no end in such a system. So each one, just as is Galgalta Enayim, is also Achap. Every single sphera is, they're included in one another. PT 19.
Rav, Shela.
Rav, question. We're disseminating with all our strength. Really, with all our strength we are. We're trying not to make an account about our result. We try to do it in any way. But how can you draw the light from the Creator and to pass it so that their heart will open?
Only through your desire. You'll open your heart to the Creator, you'll open your heart to others, that your heart will be a conduit through which everything will flow from the Creator to them and from them to the Creator. They will raise all their deficiencies from them to the Creator, and from the Creator to them, all of the abundance will flow, will descend.
What do you mean by open your heart to ask the Creator?
To open your heart, period, both to the Creator and to them. Don't be a wise guy. It's a four. Again?
Again, it is known that the whole world, with all created beings, must receive their vitality from the Creator all the time and at any given moment. Therefore, it is appropriate and fitting for the righteous to be a medium between the Creator and the entire world, to connect everything to Him, to make a pathway and a track, a passage for the abundance and vitality, and a pipeline to pour down to all created beings. He is the one who unites heaven and earth, who connects the whole world to the Creator, so they will not part from Him.
Yep, I don't see questions, so let's continue. You see, Dudi, you read in such a way there are no questions. Ita 4, again. What do they have today?
Sì, caro Rav, in relazione al passo che abbiamo letto, dobbiamo sentirci responsabili.
Relating to the excerpt we just read, should we feel ourselves that each one is responsible to the extent that the friends are not coming to the morning lesson?
בעצם כן.
Actually, yes. We need to feel ourselves as responsible for all of humanity, all of the state. We need to be concerned for the well-being of all of humanity, corporeal well-being, corporeal health, not in an individual way that I'm going now, but that I need to open up myself in such a way that the upper light will influence all of humanity through me and everyone will be fulfilled with knowledge, with emotion, with food, with health, with everything. It all depends on the abundance that I want to open up through me. That's what the Creator wants from us. Imagine to what an extent that he is going to awaken in us all kinds of sufferings, of troubles, that we will want to be as a transition of abundance from him to all of the created beings. How much we will have to suffer for that, and the created beings will have to suffer, until it will obligate us to make ourselves into a pipeline. So if we do it before it happens, even great, there'll be no problems in the world. Everyone will reach fulfillment nicely and pleasantly, and we won't have to wait until the blows will increase and increase, and then out of lack of choice we'll have to open ourselves up. Let's do this beforehand. Let's turn ourselves into this conduit to influence the abundance from the Creator to all the created beings. That we're ready to do it now. Toronto 2.
Если мы всем мировым кли будем просить Творца, чтобы он сделал из нас.
If we all the worldly ask of the Creator to make of us a conduit that will pass light to the entire humanity, will that accelerate our advancement?
Only such a request can help us bring the light to all of the world, to all of reality, to give contentment by that to the Creator and to all the world. We're exactly in the middle. This is our work, this is our role, and there's nothing else left to do. Just like that. Do it, you'll reach the end of correction. That's it. There's nothing else in between that we need to do. Only the prayer, the connection between the Creator and all of the created beings. And we see how it's being formed more and more, and we're being pushed to this, to this work to do. That's what it's written in all the books of Kabbalah.
I and a team of women and more people are starting to establish what Rav talked about. It's a daily page, one place where we have our message, our daily message, what we want to tell the world today. Something short. It's not a tweet. It's not a half a mile of an article. It's going to be a few excerpts, the daily messages, and we're trying to improve our what we're saying to the world. We wanted to ask you, what is today's message for the world? Not in general, it should be pinpoint message, but for humanity.
If
you ask me, I didn't think about this before, but just kind of to shoot from the gut, that the remedy, the successful vaccine for coronavirus has been discovered. A universal vaccine. That's the headline. And that's it. And under that, you can write a few sentences.
What should I write below that?
That we discovered that all of the troubles that come to us are from being disconnected from one another, hating one another, rejecting one another. And that all of the opposite forms of connection and coming closer to one another, that's what needs to cure us from all of the troubles, the flaws, including this virus and others that are waiting in line.
Perhaps power onto the rest of the nations,
meaning all of our friends all around the world. If we will connect more, understand more, feel more what we need to do in our connection to be this conduit between the Creator and all of the created beings, we will enter that, and we are already to an extent in that, and we'll feel how it, this abundance flows through us from the Creator to all of humanity, and this will be clear in your senses. This is what we're facing, and we don't need to do anything else other than that, only to connect to this pipeline, to this conduit. Is that clear? PT3.
What is the cause here and what's the consequence, to the extent that Israel cleanse themselves by observing the Torah, they pass their power. What's the cause here?
That Israel need to join themselves, to join meaning to clean themselves of all the garbage, of all the, in order to receive and to become, in order to bestow. That's called to be clean. And then they become this pipeline, that nothing clings to this pipe, that everything we receive from the Creator we want only in order to bestow, to be with, towards all the created beings, to reach this clean Bina. This is the degree of Israel. And then when we pass on the upper light through us, we do it for the need of the lower ones, and we acquire their desires to fulfill them, and then we connect to Gadol Tainaim, to the degree of pure Bina. We connect also the Achap, and then we have the 10 Sefirot for the end of correction, and by that we supply all of the Kli of Adam HaRishon, this fulfillment.
So as long as we haven't cleansed ourselves by the Torah, what force do we pass on to the nations?
We're not passing on any force. We need to want to pass on to them what we receive from the Creator, the force of correction, the force of fulfillment.
Yes, so I'm asking, as long as we didn't get this by observing the Torah.
What does it mean through the existence of the Torah?
By the light of reforms, we don't access the pure Bina. So as long as we're not corrected, what force are we passing on to the world?
Just assimilation. You're not passing on to the world yet the force of bestowal, the spiritual force.
So what's the purpose of dissemination if we're not passing any force to them?
In the meantime, to connect to them and pass on the idea to them. How can you pass on this force if they don't have a desire? In order to awaken a desire, you now need to spread to them this small knowledge about it, as much as they can absorb. And then to slowly, slowly, through wanting to hear it, and the Creator awakening them to the desire of the through coronavirus and other things, and you'll wait, you'll see what troubles you'll have in the world. Soon you won't have any food to eat or anything to drink or electricity. You'll see what will happen, and then there'll be chaos. And the world will then want to hear.
So our dissemination now is a kind of preparation so that later we can pass on strength to them?
Yes, and even when you ask and you don't know about it, we see according to that, and they don't know and they don't even ask. So we need to build this system. Even to the Creator, we don't reach out because they don't have a deficiency with what to reach out to. Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one. Where is this happening? These three points. The Creator, through Israel, to all of the world, that's influencing. The world is influencing deficiencies to Israel, to the world, Bnei Baruch group, and for them, they're raising it to the Creator. This chain isn't working. In order for it to work, you need to cause it through dissemination, to have connections between us to the, and to the world, and from the world to us, and from them to us, and from the Creator to us. It has to be something that's prepared. That's why we need to spread the wisdom of Kabbalah to an extent among all the nations of the world. Among all the nations of the world.
What are these connections we make by dissemination in the world?
Deficiencies, you build this conduit, you build an opportunity to receive from them a deficiency. Through this deficiency we receive from them, we'll be able to turn to the Creator and to awaken all of the system until the degree of the Creator. That's considered that the nations of the world take Israel on their shoulders and take them to the King's Mountain, to the Temple. How will they do that? Through our dissemination. That's called the Messiah's horn.
So when I pass our material in the net, by that I get their deficiencies?
Of course, you're included from them. Just like you perceive deficiencies from your children. And then you go to work, you go to get whatever you need in order to supply them with. Otherwise, you have nothing. You're sitting at home, you don't feel any problem. You don't feel that you owe anything. And then you're not in the role of Israel. You're doing it for yourself in order to raise yourself as if to spirituality, as if to the Creator, because you are not realizing love thy friend as thyself. So what do you want the result to be? Only complaints to me you have. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, who should I ask?
Tel Aviv 3, we didn't hear you.
Okay, Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, when the public, the people, will come a bit closer and connect to a certain extent, what will they feel?
They feel that we can, together with them, reach out to the Creator and supply all of humanity with correction and fulfillment. French.
In order for this chain of Israel, the Creator, and the Torah will work, how can we use our environment in order to force ourselves to come closer? In 2 weeks we have a convention. How can we maybe use the time of preparation to build the expectation for us to advance a bit?
We need to strengthen our connection to the world every single day by going out and disseminating. And slowly, slowly, we'll be able to feel that the world is reaching out to us, is interested, is understanding slightly, is knowing us, and by that we will advance towards our role. What can you do? That's the path.
Beyond that, is there anything in the connection between us we can add in the environment so that it will put more pressure on us, so the need will be there?
Our environment can grow only through dissemination. Only through dissemination. If we won't disseminate, we'll go towards breaking, because we'll have no benefit. There is no use for us if we're not disseminating. Therefore, if we disseminate, we'll grow, we'll strengthen. The Creator will give us strength. We'll connect from below to the nations of the world and from above to the Creator. And otherwise, if we don't, then our future, we have no future in short. no future.
Pete Young.
Why is the world so indifferent to us? Why is the world so indifferent to us?
It's the Creator giving them such a desire. We need to receive what there is. I'm not raising a deficiency. What they want, turn to the Creator, ask the Creator to give them a desire. Go ahead. It's a very nice prayer. Give all of humanity a desire for you, and give us the understanding, the strength, so that we will be able to be the connectors between them and you. Talk about it, demand it. Meanwhile, we